A great deal of work needs to be done, and not all of it is repugnant to you. In fact, I should imagine that some of it would prove to be quite satisfying to your personal sense of right and wrong. To hell with the poker face, I sneered at him.
Like what?
The Red Court is one example, Nicodemus said. They're large, well-organized, dangerous to my plans, a plague upon mankind, and aesthetically repugnant. They're parasites, who are inconvenient in the short term, dangerous in the middle distance, and fatal to any long-range plan. They need to be destroyed at some point, in any case. I should have no objection to giving my assistance to you, and through you, to the White Council in their efforts to do so.
Make the Council into cat's paws to wipe out the Red Court? I asked.
As if you have not been made into their tool on many occasions. The Council doesn't need my help to be a bunch of tools, I muttered. And yet, the reversal appeals to your sense of justice, as does the notion of visiting destruction upon the Red Court, especially given what they did to Susan Rodriguez. He tilted his head to one side. It may be possible to help her, you know. If anyone might know of a means to free her of her condition, it is the Fallen.
Why not just offer me floating castles and world peace while you're at it, Nick?
He spread his hands. I only suggest possibilities. Here is what is concrete. You and I share a great many foes. I am willing to help you fight them.
Let me get this straight, I said. You're telling me that you want me to work with you, and that I still get to keep being one of the good guys.
Good and evil are relative. You know that by now. But I would never ask you to work against your conscience. I have no need to do so in order to make use of your talents. Consider how many people you could help with the power I'm offering you.
Yeah, you seem like a real philanthropist.
As I said, I'm willing to work with you, and I am quite sincere. He met my eyes. Look upon my soul, Dresden. See for yourself. My heart ripped out about 1,000 beats in 2 seconds, and I jerked my eyes away from him, terrified. I didn't want to see what was behind Nicodemus's dark, calm, ancient eyes. It could have been something monstrous, his soul, something that ripped away my sanity and left a stain of itself on my own like a smear of grease. Or it could be even worse. What if he was telling the truth? I glanced back at the carpenter house, feeling very cold and very tired. Tired of everything. Tired of all of it. I looked down at my borrowed clothes and my bare ankles, covered with snow just like my shoes. I don't have anything against you personally, Dresden, he said. I respect your integrity. I would enjoy working with you, but make no mistake. If you stand in my way, I'll mow you down beside everyone else.